Welcome to the student edition of Steke Podcast with the lovely, the smart and intelligent Tandiwe. Tandiwe, welcome.
Thank you so much, sir.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You're welcome. Tandi, before we go into the gist of things, can you tell us a bit about yourself? Introduce to us what you do.
Okay, my name is Tandiwe Promise Tendai Mnisi. I'm doing electrical engineering at CPUT, and it's my final year. Yeah. So yeah, that's who basically I am.
Basically who you are.
Yeah.
Can you share a bit of a background about yourself and what inspired you to study electrical engineering?
Okay, so there's no inspiration story behind it. I was just dragged by my bursary to say that, Tandiwe, now we are giving you a bursary. Go do electrical engineering at CPUT. And luckily, I even had to do a late application at CPUT because I didn't apply at CPUT because I didn't want to come to CPUT. So I did, and I was accepted. Yeah. And yeah, but there's no inspiration story about it.
No inspiration, you were just...
It was just a bursary thing that they said, now we are giving you funding. Yeah, and the money is good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, sure, I'm going to go for it because there's nothing that I can't do. I can do anything.
It's more like an inspiration, for money inspired you.
Definitely.
So... can you describe the atmosphere on campus since you've started studying electrical engineering? How has it been?
Okay, so first year when I started, because I'm a shy person, I'm a mostly reserved person. Mm. It's just that when I'm used to people, once I get used to you, I'm gonna be bubbly. But naturally, I'm a very shy, reserved person, and I'm very scared of people. Mm. So, and now I'm coming to university. Campus is always full of people. It was one of the things that was making me not to attend classes, because I know I'm gonna meet people. So I'm an introvert. I'm gonna meet people, I'll be forced to talk. And so the atmosphere at first, it was very hectic for me. I couldn't keep up with the pressure of always seeing people and all mm-hmm. of those things. But now I really love the atmosphere because I'm a senior. So even the walk changed, I walk like seniors. And yeah,
there's a common saying on campus, you can spot first years from seniors. First years then to where they
the student card. Yeah.
So what tip have you got for those currently wearing the student cards?
Enjoy the season, wear your student card so that we can see that you are a first year. Because the first years from now are very different from the first years of ours.
Yeah.
These ones of now, they are very smart. Like you go to campus, a first year is holding an iPhone 13. So it's very different from us. As you go to campus, you are holding your Android. And hence I'm saying that you can't even spot now that this is the first year. Yeah. You go to campus, they are wearing long weaves.
Yes.
As we were not doing that during our first years.
Okay.
You would look like I don't want to say decent, but you would look like a decent girl that I just arrived here.
You were still busy. So you, in other words, we were more innocent.
Yes, than the
current ones.
Mm-hmm. The current ones. Yeah.
So, as a student, how do you balance your academic with your extracurricular activities?
Okay, that's the most interesting. It's very interesting. So, during my first year, second year of the diploma, I think I couldn't balance. The pressure was just too much. So I couldn't keep up because I was not even having a social life by then. It was campus, rest, study, that's all.
Yeah.
But you still do all of these things and get lower marks. Balance everything because, for example, now I work with papers. I have schoolwork. I still have a social life that... I decided that, okay, I should have a social life, more especially with the kind of person that I am, that I'm an introvert. Mm-hmm. I should try to have a social life, which is what I have now. So balancing them, it's, I don't know how to put it. You just have to divide your time
yeah.
to a point where you don't lack in the other category. You don't lack in the other category. Like, yeah.
So basically have good time management.
Time management. Yeah, that's one thing that yeah. I'm about. I'm very cautious with my time.
Mm-hmm.
When we say that we are doing this now, we have to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
We must not wait for, I'm very like strict with my time. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. You mentioned that you are an introvert, right?
Yes.
I just want to know, how did you deal with networking? Because you said you had to meet people. It's like, it feels... It feels taxing.
Mm-hmm. So when I came to Cape Town, I came with one of my sisters, mm. but she's late now. She was doing civil engineering. So Petronella used to know everyone on campus. And yeah. whenever I go, she would tell people, this is my younger sister. You should treat her guys nicely and all. So that's how people got to know me. If you go to campus, you think everyone knows me, but it's not because I started those associations. It's because someone did them for me. So there's Petronella, there's Sia, Tom. He also knows everyone.
Shout out to Tom.
Introduce me to a lot of people, and sometimes I would get overwhelmed at rest. He would go around to the rest and tell everyone, this is Tandi, what. I'm like, oh my guy, don't do that. So yeah, that's how I got to know people. And Siavena, they were like, these were people that got me exposed to everyone that I know now, like everyone on campus.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got exposed to people.
So they basically play the roles of mentors.
Yes, and making me getting used to people. Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, that's interesting. So tell us about any memorable moment so far in your academic experience.
Okay, so the recent one, there's a lot, but there's a recent one. Last year, December, we got that my paper, because I was writing an engineering technical paper, my paper got approved. I was very excited, but I didn't know what that is. But the fact that they said my paper is approved, and Prof was sending messages to say, congratulations, Dr. Nkamazi is sending messages, Tandi, congratulations, we're so proud of you. I'm like, okay, which means this is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so my paper got published by IEEE. IEEE, it's the biggest engineering thinging. So they published my paper. So it was, and they say that, okay, you have to be in Stellenbosch to do your presentation.
Wow.
I was like, oh, nice. That it means this is nice. And I'm going to do it. But as time goes, I got nervous because I was like, okay, I'm new into this thing. I don't know what this thing is. This is my first engineering conference to attend.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to go to Stellenbosch on the 24th.
Yes.
Because they booked a hotel for me there.
Mm.
I didn't go. I decided to. So I was crying. I was crying and telling Daddy that I can't.
Yeah.
I can't go to Stellenbosch. I'm going to go the day I'm presenting. But I was supposed to be in Stellenbosch on the 24th to the 25th. Because I was presenting my paper on the 25th.
Yeah.
But I was like, I feel like there's a mistake here. Me, I'm this small girl. I'm going to stand in front of professors, in front of doctors. I'm too young for them. So when I got, because I had to request from Sea Point to Stellenbosch on the 25th.
Wow.
When I get there, so we are sitting, and I'm looking at these old people that I'll be competing. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, these are the people that I'll be presenting in front of. And by default, they're also presenting their papers.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm just a BEng student,
yes.
a BEng. These people have masters, they have PhDs.
Mm-hmm.
I sent my dad a message. I was like, it's going down. So I'm one person I love. I can affirm myself, but I also love to be affirmed. Good. And my dad knows that. Mm-hmm. I sent him a message to say that I was crying. I was like, mm-hmm. I don't think I'll be able mm-hmm. to do this. I don't think I'll be able to go stand in front of people because the room was just full of people.
Yes.
And he affirmed me to say that I'm very proud of you. So that means a lot to me. Immediately mm-hmm. he told me that he's proud of me. I felt like, okay, I can do this. I'm yes. capable. The fact that I'm here, it means I can be able to do this. And Prof came, I was shaking. When I flipped, when I was about to stand up, oh, they called my name, so that I have to stand up to go present. I was shaking, I was having sparkling water.
Yeah.
So which means the sparkling water was, when I opened, it just psh, and it's 2 minutes before I go standing. It's 2 minutes before I go stand in front, and I was sitting next to Prof and next to Dr. Lina. She's one of our lecturers in the engineering. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, the water just splashed, and everyone, both of them, they were sitting next to me. They have water on me. And they're just looking at me, and Prof just held my hand and said that, don't worry, everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, guys, my God, now I have water and I have to go. So that was the most memorable, like it's the most, I keep on thinking about this day, like how everything went and yeah, so.
Isaac Newton once said, I could see further because I stood on the shoulders of giants.
Oh, that's the great, yeah, it's the great one. I always say that recently when I post my stuff, I would say that I'm backed up by academic giants. People who are supporting me academically, they are giants. It's professors, it's doctors who have a biograph, like their bios are just a lot. And I'm like, I'm grateful for this one. Hence, but getting to this point, it was also hard. There was a point where I got depressed because of academics.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I was like, I can't do it. It's a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at how God turned everything,
yeah.
And I'm just in an hour, I'm just amazed. Since from last year, everything was, it's just running smoothly. You look left, you look right. It's just good news everywhere. And
cruising.
Yeah, I'm cruising very nicely. So, yeah.
Do you mind just diving into specifically what you're presenting on?
Okay, so my topic was the study of AIS sent by CubeSats into the ground stations. So what we were basically doing, it was a matter of, so what I was mostly focused on, it's now we have vessels that goes AIS dark in, you'll find that they are in the ocean, but
yeah.
They go AIS dark. So it's either that there's corruption there or there's something that they wanna do in the ocean. So my research was mostly like getting ways to track these vessels, even though they are AIS dark, but we wanna get ways to track them, still track them. So I introduced the radio triangulation method, that this is how we can, it's another way that we can do to deal with the issue. So another issue was vessels sending the same it's MSI numbers, like it's like a number plate for your vessels.
Sorry to interrupt you. What are AIS?
It's an automatic identification system that they use in oceans to track vessels. But this system, it has its own limitations.
Yeah.
Just like now I said, a vessel can go AIS dark. They can decide to switch off a vessel.
Yes.
Or it can have technical malfunctions where it's going to switch off. So we have to get, because we have to constantly track. It's like airplanes. Airplanes needs to be tracked like constantly. It's the same as the vessels in the ocean. We have to constantly check them. So because of the AIS system, it's weak on its own. And so that's what I was basically doing.
Fully on communication.
It's communication engineering.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. We have spoken so far about your victories, right? Could you share any of your most challenging moments during the course of your studies so far?
A lot. There's also a lot. So when I came from high school to university, I thought that I love maths. I thought I'm a legend in maths. You won't do anything to me. I got to the engineering maths showed me flames like big time. It was bad. I was bad with maths. The engineering maths, I was very bad. So that's the most challenging thing that I faced. Maths, it's the only thing I could say, just maths. Yeah, it was the most challenging for me.
How did you overcome it?
So it's, when I came, I can't work with people. Not like I can't work, but I can't work in groups of people. Yeah. But I had to adjust and now get myself used to working with people. Because if you can check every time, because I always update my statuses and all of those things. If you check, I'm always around guys.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm not saying anything about ladies, but guys knows maths better than ladies. So I was like, so I'm mostly around guys. And people get confused about that. Mm. They think that, oh, maybe there's something wrong with me. Nah, there's nothing wrong. It's just that I wanna pass. So I had to be around males, more especially it's not South African males, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I'm mostly friends with Congolese, people from Congo.
Yeah.
So those are the people that I mostly work with because they are very good in maths.
Okay.
So I help them with the theoretical part of everything because they can't, they are very bad. So they know when it's time for theory, Tandiwe is here.
Mm.
Time for maths, my friends are here. I know they are gonna assist me. I'm gonna understand everything. So yeah.
You've just touched on the question I was about to ask about the importance of relationships and networking.
Yes.
You've gone deep into it. It sounds like it's a win-win.
It's a win-win situation. Yeah. You teach me this, I teach you this. We pass, we move forward. So yeah, and I feel like ever since I came to university, I made a lot of relationships with people. Other people became family to me. It's no longer the fact that, okay, they are friends. To me, they are family. I can call now and say that I want this. I know they are gonna do it. So there are people that are in my life now. I don't see them as friends. They are family to me. Like, they are, I don't want to say they are everything, but they are everything to me. Because I'm also coming from a background where I'm not really close with my biological family. Like, we are not close.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to university. I got to make my own relationships, like with people that I'll be close with.
Yes.
I know now if I want something, if I can call one of them, they are going to pick up and do what I want. So I created relationships how I want the relationships to be like. If I see you as a brother, you are my brother. If I see you as a father, you are my father to me. I don't care what other people say.
Mm-hmm.
And I might not be your biological child, but in my mind, it's already registered. I'm your child. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I have those kind of relationships that most people still don't understand, but I have those kind of relationships. Of people that became family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a saying, I'm not sure if it's an African proverb, I think maybe you might know it, I think you've shared it before, where if you have to go far, you have to, let me not say, I can't remember word for word, but it's in the line of, if you want to go far, you should work with others. Something
like
that.
Yes, I.
You don't have to do it alone, but you have to go with others.
Yes,
I can't remember word for it, but I know it's an African proverb.
Mm.
But with that being said, you know, with the type of relationships that you have made at varsity, how would you say that studying electrical engineering prepared you for the future that you desire?
So electrical engineering, it's one of, I don't want to say it's the hardest, but it's one of the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very strong now. There's no course that I can. Because we are taught, as much we are being taught, like deep concepts.
Yeah.
And when, and these things are very hard. Mm-hmm. They prepare you mentally to work hard.
Yes.
And when you are doing electrical, you are forced to work hard. There's no other way. You have to work hard. So there's nothing. So now I always tell people that there's nothing that I can't do. You give me whatever, I can do it. You give me a program, I can do anything. Yeah. So like it's so deep. Electrical, like, it shifted my mind, not only to focus on school, but it mentally prepared me for anything. There's literally nothing that I can't do.
Gave you that mental muscle.
It did. So, yeah.
So, what are your future goals?
So there's a meme that I once saw that you are asking me for my future goals. Me, I'm just looking to get on Friday. So with how things shifted recently, I wanted to focus on power engineering.
Mm.
But with the look of things now, I'm no longer into power engineering. And with opportunities that are on my way, they just shifted me to communication engineering, like satellite engineering. So I remember a few weeks back, because we were supposed to have this interview a few weeks back.
Yeah.
So because there was something that I had to do, I had to attend this other meeting of Astrofika. I told you about Astrofika. So it's they are talking about satellites and all of those things, and I'm like, this is where you guys are preparing me to go, because I'm sitting down in a meeting with our chief engineer at CPUT, and he's just explaining a whole lot of things. I'm like, so now, which means I'm under communication engineering, I'm under satellite engineering, because this is where, and these people are very, I don't know, they are very passionate about my future.
Yeah.
They are working tirelessly to make sure that I have a bright future. So, and that's where they are preparing me to, because they work under the communication engineering, the satellite engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that's where I'm gonna go. So, yeah.
What are the resources that the university has given you that you could consider to be helpful in ensuring that you succeed in your course?
Okay, my lectures provides lecture notes. So I think those are the resources that they, so yeah.
Wow. Okay, now let's wind the clock back to, you said you started studying in 2019, right?
Yes.
Let's wind the clock back to 2018, when you're still in matric. What advice would you give to that Tandiwe?
Ooh. So, what advice would I give Tandiwe?
Or to any high school learner currently who's getting ready for varsity next year.
Do your best. And whatever that you are getting, stick with that.
Yes.
And make sure that you work hard to get opportunities. So myself, when I was still in grade 10, I did marvelous things. I was supposed to go to Beijing in China when I was in grade 10.
Yeah.
But because of English...
Wow.
I couldn't, when they did the interviews, ESCOM saw that, because I've been with ESCOM since high school, so I had to go to Joburg to do their interviews, and but because they thought that my English is not that proper, hence they couldn't take me, but I qualified to reach to the international interviews.
Yeah.
So grab every opportunity that comes your way, grab it, because in the future you're gonna need it. You are definitely gonna need it. So whatever comes. So with me, they introduced ESCOM Expo. I was part of that. There's even an article that was written in, it's online. If you just go search Tandiwe Mnisi, you're gonna find the article. it just explained what I did. Yeah. I made, so I'm a very passionate, like, hey, I'm a very curious kid. I was, even now, I think I'm still curious with a lot of things. Yeah. So at home, we have a farm. So they used to complain about plants dying and all of those things. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make a soil tester. Mm-hmm. So this soil tester is going to test your pH, your it's the pH, the moisture and the temperature. Mm-hmm. I made that small machine and it happened to reach to the international level of things. And hence I'm saying that grab whatever opportunity that is on your way and move with it. So it even made me to receive the ESCOM bursary that I was using. It was because of that. And I even met the Minister of Higher Education. She came to my school just to see.
Wow.
Just to see me with the people from IDC. So IDC is one of the biggest companies. Yeah. So they came to my school just to see me. Hence, I'm saying that grab whatever opportunity that's on your way, because in the future you're gonna need it. In the future, I needed the bursary, the ESCOM bursary they gave me. And I was writing reports, like, I think I still have my files where I have my reports. From grade 10, I knew that there's a research proposal. Yeah. I knew all of those things. And look at me now, I'm writing reports, big reports. Mm-hmm. So hence I'm saying that level prepared me to where I am now. When we started talking, you asked me about that, like, that level, it prepared me to
where you are right now.
Yes, true.
It's very interesting, Tandiwe, because, like, you've had a calling in electrical engineering nonetheless, even though you tried to steer to medicine.
Yeah.
You actually had a calling in electrical engineering.
I think so. And I went ahead to write my matric jacket that Dr. Tandi went on. I had to throw that jacket out. I was like, just go away, my friend. I'm not going to do medicine anymore. I think when God says that he knows the plans that he has for us, he truly knows them. But with us, it's just that medicine, it's more especially where I come from, medicine is the most trending thing. Every girl should do medicine. And engineering, it's not for females, it's for guys. Yeah. So I'm grateful to where God has put me. Surely he did prepare me for this course. Mm-hmm. And everything that's happening, it's God's will, because I'm a Christian. I believe that everything that's happening, it happens because God allows it. 100%. For me to shift from the national diploma, because I did 2 years of that, to come and do the BEng now, which I have to start from scratch, God knew that it's gonna happen like that. 100%. And another thing that I keep on telling people who keep on asking me, when are you graduating? I tell them that the day I'm going to graduate, I'll tell you that, okay, now I'm graduating.
That's the simplest way of saying.
Yeah, because it's too complicated to even explain. How do I explain that? Okay, I came to Cape Town in 2019, but now I started studying in 2021. How do I explain that to people? It's just a lot, and I don't love talking, so yeah.
Okay. Tandiwe, you have been a blessing so far. And just to round off things, my last question, right? What has been your favorite thing about your university and the course that you have been studying?
Next question. Okay, so I'm going to start with the course that I'm studying. I love electrical because it has a lot of opportunities, like a lot. Mm-hmm. And the favorite thing about my university is that my university, in my department, they have epic lectures, lectures that are very interested in our future, lectures that are gonna push you to make sure that you get to, for example, with Dr. Lina, so she was my electronics lecturer when I was doing the national diploma. She used to push me. She's one person who taught me that when you wake up in the morning, you have to make sure you check your emails, because I used to not check my emails. you have to make sure you check your email. So that's one thing I love about my institution in my department. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that I love about CPUT. I just love my department. So, yeah.
So, thank you so much, Thandiwe. You've been, like as I've said, you've been a blessing. I really enjoyed spending time and listening to you just dish out words of wisdom and sharing your experience so far. We would like to wish you nothing but the best on your new on the future.
Thank you so much.
On your journey. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, we will have you one day interviewing you as a professional.
Definitely next year. Definitely working as a satellite engineer. So,
awesome.
So, yeah.